Few things are more American than apple pie. Beer is one of them. Nothing reads average American like a perspiring glass of cheap lager enjoyed while hanging out with the guys or watching a late September football game.
Watching the game, having a bud.
And I'm not talking about soccer. That wouldn't cut it. But only one presidential candidate this election season can cash in on the patriotic photo ops that accompany public beer drinking.
It's something that is available to Obama, which is not available to Romney, who of course is Mormon, and so doesn't drink.
That's David Friedlander, senior political correspondent with the Daily Beast. He says, as a former Harvard law professor with a strange name and unusual childhood background, President Obama wants to convince voters he's a regular guy. And
there's no other way to sort of show your regular guyness than hanging out with regular guys doing what regular guys do, which is drink beer.
And those following the campaign know that President Obama has been doing just that. Governor Romney, on the other hand, has been up until now forced to prove his stars and stripes with hot dogs and vanilla ice cream. What's more, adherence to the Mormon faith also prevents him from drinking coffee and tea. Not that he'd want to get caught sipping a cup of Earl Grey. Of course, it is all about moderation. Having a beer is relatable. Having three or four might be uncomfortably so. At a surprise campaign stop last month, the president sidled up to the beer tent at the Iowa State Fair.
Hey, everybody who's over 21, you got to buy a beer. All right? You guys got to get a beer.
I suppose peer pressure is an American pastime, too. Subtleties aside, my question is this. Will beer politics play a part in influencing voters this November?
We're not going to wake up the day after Election Day and say that Obama's the president because he drank beer or Romney's the president because he didn't. But I think that what they're trying to do is paint a picture of who they are and how they relate to regular, ordinary Americans. And this is one piece of that picture.
Of course, there's nothing stopping Romney from buying a beer for somebody else while on the campaign trail. I asked David Friedlander if he'd be more or less likely to vote for a candidate if they picked up the bar tab.
I don't know if they're buying rounds when they duck into these taverns.
Yeah.
But should they, then I'm sure they're won many, many fans.
Well, and they'd probably want to make sure they're buying beers for independents.
That's right. No partisans.
You don't want to spend another dollar on a vote you already know you've got.
No way. Get that guy water. I ain't
cut out to climb. For Word of Mouth, I'm Taylor Quimby. Pretty good drinking beer. I'm not the type to work in a bank. I'm no good slapping on paint. Don't have a knack for making motors crank, no. But I'm pretty good drinking beer. So hand me one more, that's what I'm here for. I'm too slow, working too fast. I don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer. Go get it, well, maybe I'm not. I'm not known for doing a lot. But I do my best work when the weather's hot, hot. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. Digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. All hand me one more.